Roland Wyeth. I'm sitting in for Daniel Brigman today, and just I'm so excited to be here and to have a fabulous guest for you. Leon Zonamari has also written on names. He does names and interprets them just like I do. But when I say just like I do, it means that we both get answers on what's available in a name, but our methodologies are so different. So I am thrilled to have him here. Before we get started, I want to say that thepowermall.com, if you want to go there, or call 877-817-9829. They happen to be having a sale on water bottles that have filters in them, along with some supplements. So if you're interested in any of those things, visit thepowermall.com. It's a great place to go, and it helps support the Power Hour. And you know that the Power Hour gives you wonderful programs, and so this is a great way for us to support them. So back to my guest, Leon Paley, or it's G. Paley Zonamari. It's a very long name, which we're going to be talking about. He is a jack of all trades and a master of some throughout his many business ventures, personal life, and spiritual journey. At an early age, Leon quickly discovered that conforming with conventional was not his path. Age 5, he was fascinated by ants, their strength, and their ability with an incredible social structure, which opened up his mind into thinking size is not relative. When he was 8, he questioned our very existence within the universe. By age 9, he was analyzing numbers, which of course, which would lead to greater things, and his book is called Name Reality. Now, in 2010, Leon diverged down a very different path, linking energy and vibration to one's names, and that changed his life forever. This is not a new hokey-pokey theory, and this is not numerology, just like mine is not numerology in any way. This documented system was originally used in ancient times by very enlightened families to name their children for a prosperous, happy, and healthy life. When you see for yourself how accurate his system is, you're going to understand why it's been so kept under wraps. So Leon is a very accomplished author, a public speaker, and a professional name analyst with clients from all around the world. People always ask me when I ask Leon to join me, why are you having your competition with you? And I want to say it's not competition. We're both here to serve. We both analyze names. We both do it incredibly in a different way. And I just love his work. So Leon, welcome to the Power Hour.
Sharon, lovely to be speaking with you again. I think it's it must be almost 2 years since we were last on a live show.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah. And thank you for the lovely introduction. And yes, we're not competitors at all. So even though people might think, well, surely if you're Ford and you're Chevrolet, then you're in competition with one another. Completely the opposite. It's wonderful how we manage to just roll along, and you do your work, I do my work, and sometimes we talk about each other with clients and stuff, but it's wonderful. It's wonderful. And it's a shame that more areas of the world we live in couldn't be running in the same alignment. Not that I'm involved in the USA, but a friend of mine, who I'm staying with in Nicaragua at the moment, he is, and all he talks about is the political debates and who's going to win the next election, which, it's a shame they can't both just win the election and work together and make things happen, hey?
Well, that's how the country started, that whoever got the most votes, like that's how John Adams got in number 2, and then the second most votes was Thomas Jefferson, and they didn't get a lot done. You know? So anyway, so now I guess we take turns. But
yeah,
I want to go back to when we first met. And it was a long time ago. You wrote me an email, and it said, I have found it difficult to put your book down and get on with my own work. I am only at page 64, but already know you have discovered important information and had to drop you a line. I had a hunch that your book would provide answers I needed to take my study on names to the next level. My hunch was right and was confirmed on page 33 when you mentioned my friend Mary Magdalene, who happens to be one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I do not believe in coincidences and prefer to call them signs or indications that we're on the right path to our destination. I cannot wait to finish it so I can read it for a second and third time. I told you that I have made a study on names. I, too, produced a book just recently. I titled it Name Reality. By the way, I own your book, Leon. The history of the ancient system is shown on your website, and you gave me your website, which for everybody listening is namesdoctor.com. And then you said, I was quite surprised to see that I wrote the same words on the top rear cover as you did.
Yes.
I know you wrote your book first, but considering I had never seen your book, to me, this is another sign something good will develop from our meeting. And what that is simply it says, what does your name say about you?
Yep.
So, and then it says, our books work together very well, incredibly well. Our systems are very different, but from what I can see so far, they complement one another beautifully. Now, my system requires lengthy calculations to analyze a name. Your system is as quick as a flash. That's because I'm basically lazy. Okay, so my system barely relates to vowels and letter formations and concentrates on the balance of multiple names. I see us both benefiting from referring to each other's work. Take a look at my website and you will see. And that was it. You wrote me. I took a look at your website and that's what started this so very long ago.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing,
so
huh?
When I read your book, what I gleaned from it that was just incredible for me is one, I got to use so many, I mean, all of my names. Okay. And I thought that was so cool. And I want to talk about that in a minute. The other thing is I want to thank you because once I read your book, I was meditating on something that you had said in your book. And all of a sudden it dawned on me how very simply I could do timing in my system.
Right.
I could tell you what year you were focused on what. And I do it differently than you do, but it was your inspiration from your book that gave me the impetus to go figure out how I needed to do it in my way.
We never stop learning, huh? We never stop learning. Some of us, we just keep digging and digging and digging for more truth, for more answers. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and we just want to know. So you use multiple names. Like, for an example, my name is Sharon Lynn Wyeth. But mm-hmm. in your system, I would be putting my maiden name in there. So it would be Sharon Lynn Wilson Wyeth. So what's the advantage to that and why does it work that way for you?
Well, this system which I'm using, this is not something that I've invented. I'm not that smart. I'm not that clever. This is a very ancient system. It's been kicking around for thousands of years. It's actually documented in an ancient papyrus that was found in Egypt about 150 years ago, and that's now stored in the Louvre Library in Paris. And the translation was done about 120 years ago, and it's also in the Chinese sacred science of vibration. It's also linked up with the Yi Keng Tao. It's also highly documented in the Indian Vedas and the Hebrew Kabbalists. So this system has been around for a long, long time. And yeah, it's not about one name. Any one name can be pretty good. There's always positives and negatives, but one name for the most is good. It's when you have a combination. The way I like to refer to it is a piano, just like you can touch one key on a piano, sounds pretty good. But when you have to get two, three, four fingers or two hands and press several keys together at the same time, it's very important you get all the fingers in the right position, because if one is even slightly out, you can sound slightly off key. And the same principles are with this ancient system. It's all about the combination of all of the names. And yes, it's your documented names as on your birth certificate, unless of course you've had a legal documented name change. So it's your first name, middle name, if you have one or two. It's the surname that you get from your father. We also include the maiden name from your mother, because it is on your birth certificate in most countries, and you do come from the energy of two people, your mother and your father. So you've got DNA, chromosomes, all sorts of stuff going on. And we also include your birthday. So you could say there's links here to astrology as well. And actually, a guy I worked with quite some years ago, very, very accomplished Vedic astrologer, he was, again, comparing systems, and he was saying that the future charts with name reality aligned very, very much with his astrological charts. And of course, your system, my system, all these systems, they're all interlinked. They're all going in the same ultimate direction. But yes, to answer your question, it uses all of your names, and it's a system which has been proven over and over and over to work, so I haven't questioned that part of it. I've used all the names, and every time I do so, it works like a charm. And on the odd occasion where I've had a client who forgot to give me one name, it was a middle name that she never ever used, and she completely forgot about it. But when she gave it to me, it added so much more information to the whole package of all of her personalities, character, virtues, vices, areas of mental, physical health, for better or for worse. So yeah, it's the combination, and it's in the system that I came across many years ago, and I consider myself blessed.
Well, it's an amazing system. And the math, though, I mean, you really do a good job in your book explaining. Now, it's not hard math, everybody. Don't get scared, because it's just a lot of arithmetic. But you're using a lot of numbers. I am now literally looking at my sheet of paper that I tucked into your book that has mm-hmm. all of my numbers and all of my names and everything, including my mother's last name, Maiden. And it's interesting that you have timing in your system where then different things can happen. Like if you're in, like two L's can double the recovery from bad health. Mm-hmm. Like if you've got two L's together. And it's interesting that M is a loss for 3 years. Or I was going to say, I could maybe not be reading my writing, and that's a U. Correct me.
It's a U, yes.
It's
a U. The U. Mm-hmm. However, if the U falls in the same year as perhaps one of the Ys that you have in your name from the Lynn or from the Wyatt, the Y is for success. So if you have a U in the same year as the Y, they will kind of balance each other out a little bit. And it can just be loss of interest. There'll still be loss, but it doesn't have to be, oh dear, this is the end of the world. I'm going to go bankrupt or lose my relationship or lose my job. No, it's all about the combination again. And actually, you've got really good names as well.
You know, it's interesting. I'm always interested by how much repetition of the same letters, you know, that mm-hmm. show up in a name and how many times they show up. But in my next book will be coming out in December, that will be Know the Name, Know the Health. And it'll say things like.
Really?
Yes. So there's things like if there's an O.
I'm sorry. I have to interject because I'm actually working on my next book, which is called Healing Reality.
Well, see, there you go. We are so much in alignment.
I didn't know you were working on a new book, and we're both going in the same direction again. Yeah, uh-huh. Incredible.
Because it's time for the world to, I look at it as to understand oneself and comprehend oneself, and that's how we heal.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
It's not that we're trying to fix anything. As far as I'm concerned, nothing's broken. We don't have to fix it. It's more of a comprehension of who we are, why we're here, why these things happen, why we would have chosen to have those experiences, what we intended to learn from that.
Exactly.
And that health can be an incredible learning experience. So when I look at it, that we get all of our lessons in life, and I don't even like that word. We get our experiences in life.
Yeah.
Okay? Because I don't like lessons, because the opposite of that is morons, and I don't think anybody's a moron, so I don't want to be less on either.
Sure.
Anyway, we get our experiences, and it usually falls in one of three categories. It is either in relationships, or it is in resources and finances, or it's in mm-hmm. health.
Yes, and, mm-hmm. I agree.
And I don't see anything that comes to us that doesn't fall in one of those three categories. So I was thinking of, it's our body's way of attempting to show us what emotions of ours are off balance. My whole book is based on these emotions cause these illnesses, and the people that would have that emotions, this is where you identify it in the name. So there's where your proclivity is.
Yep.
And then the last name is what we're inheriting through the DNA structure. So, for an example, you have an O in your last name, Zonomari. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And so, to me, that says that you have a proclivity for diabetic. You have to watch your sugar intake.
Actually, there's a slight alignment there with my system, because when it comes to health, with the letter O, it is talking about the torso area, which obviously is a big area of the body, but health within the central part of the body. So yes, I can agree with you there. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, and I look at it, what our work's going to do is assist people in understanding that these are where you have more susceptibility. So just to be more conscious if you don't choose to have that experience.
Knowledge is key. Knowledge is key. Yes. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I remember when I went to my parents in eighth grade and said, there's something different about me than everybody else at school from my observations. And I think I need to see a psychiatrist. I was 13 and my mom just kind of looked at me and went, well, isn't this interesting? You know? And so she said her best friend was an astrologer, one of the three that Hitler didn't kill. And she said, how about if I give you a session with my best friend, and then we'll see if you need to see a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And because of her, Afra Wesh, she said, you know, your weakest area in your body, and now I know that that's because I have a Libra sun, she said, is in your kidneys. And it was at 13, I said, well, if that's my weakest link, then I'm not going to drink because that really affects the kidneys.
I wish I'd have actually known similar things, because my weakest link with my original birth names was the liver. And sure enough, I had terrible liver problems through excessive alcohol, admittedly, when I was in my late 30s, early 40s. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and so my inspiration of writing the book on health was to be able to do for somebody else what she did for me.
Exactly. Because,
mm-hmm. You know, because I just think you take care of the weakest links and there you go. You're good. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And what was your inspiration for writing Name Reality and for your this next book? I'm really excited. Do you have a date that you're aiming for your next book?
I've got all the information pretty much there. I've just got to collate it in such a way that it joins up the dots and that it's very, very easy to read for the average person who hasn't got any knowledge on the medical field or naturopathic healing, herbs and so forth. But I would like to think that by the end of this year, it is ready to launch, and it will be called Healing Reality. As you probably know, way before I got into the names, I've been very much into healing, and naturopathic has been something which I've been studying for many years, as well as human biology way before that. And a big part of the book will be what you put in your mouth, what you eat, drink, and breathe, but then also with all sorts of other links that go way beyond that. Exactly as you were saying yourself earlier, there's the placebo effect and there's the nocebo effect. The reason why hypochondriacs are called hypochondriacs is because they're using the nocebo effect. They're constantly telling themselves, telling their body, reminding themselves, oh, I'm sick, I don't feel good. Your body listens to what you say. And exactly the same as with the name system. It reflects upon the human body. There's so much information out there. And the last 20, 30 years, I've been gathering so much of it. And Name Reality was my first book, which was to share the information on the name system, the ancient name system, like I said, that I didn't invent it. Totally unlike your system, which you developed yourself. And I got to take my hat off to you. I mean, wow, to develop that system that you've got there, wow, that's pretty amazing. I mean, for me, just to rewrite ancient information was a big task on its own, but you've come up with a whole new system, which is amazing. But yes, the actual Name Reality, it was basically because my daughter, she introduced me to a guy in England who was a name analyst using this name system. He was actually pretty well known in England. He was best known for changing the name of an aspiring model in England in 2006. Her actual name was Laura Hollins, and she was with a great agency. She had a great look, but she just wasn't booking any work. So she went to Lawrence, and he changed her name to Agnes Dean. And within the year, she became voted Model of the Year in 2007. She became the face of Armani, the face of Burberry. And nothing changed apart from her names, and it turned her life around. And then I was looking into lots of famous names that are out there, and you discover that they change their names. For example, Marilyn Monroe was Norma Jean Mortensen Baker. Jamie Foxx was Eric Bishop. Vin Diesel was Mark Sinclair. Helen Mirren was Ileana Muranoff. Charlie Sheen was Carlos Estevez. Freddie Mercury, Farrokh Bulsara. Stevie Wonder, Steve Lanjutkins. Bruno Mars was Peter Hernandez. Miley Cyrus was Destiny Hope Cyrus. The list goes on and on and on. And it's even very well documented in the Bible.
Yes, let's talk about that. We're going to have a break coming up pretty soon. I want to let everybody know how to reach you. You can look at namesdoctor.com to find out more about Leon and his work, namesdoctor.com. And his book is Name Reality. And I also want to mention that the second hour of this name, you're able to call in and I'll be interpreting names. And that number will be 844-769-2944. Again, 844-769-2944 if you would like your name interpreted or a question about your life. Stay tuned.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat New Manna food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Music. Welcome back. You are listening to the Power Hour. This is Sharon Lynn Wyeth sitting in for Daniel Brigman, and he'll be back next month. He's taking the month off to celebrate his third child. And so this is very exciting. I'm so thrilled for his family. And our guest today is Leon G. Paley Zonamari, and he interprets names just as I interpret names. Our methodologies are so different. He does it a very ancient way that I find fascinating. If you're good with arithmetic, his way is very easy, the way he's got it laid out in his book. It's a very ancient methodology of interpreting names versus mine, which is very relatively new because I started working on it about 31 years ago. So, Leon, right before the break, we were going to talk about how names were changed in the Bible. What did you want to say on that?
Yeah, it's something which the average person says, change your name. Why would you do that? And yet it's very well known that movie stars and pop singers have been changing their names for many, many years. And that's just accepted as normal. What also is a little bizarre when you look at it is in many countries around the world, women are expected, they're almost expected to change their surname when they get married. And using the name reality system, it clearly shows that when you add a new name into the combination of your existing birth names, sometimes it can work in your favor, but very often it won't. And how many times have you heard of couples happy together for several years? They decide to tie the knot. They get married. She takes his name. And within 6 or 12 months, they're fighting, breaking up. The divorce rate in the Western world, it's about 50%, give or take, about 50%. However, in countries like Central America, South America, China, where millions of women do not even think about changing their name when they get married, the divorce rate, well, it's not 40%, it's not 30%, it's not even 20%, it's 5%. So when you're changing a name or adding a name in the case of marriage, you really need to know what's going on, because it might not work so good. I've had some clients and I got divorced several years ago, but I still keep my husband's name. I've got a couple of children. They're just about to finish school now. So I'm now thinking, well, do I need to keep my husband's name anymore? And I've said to some women, I said, hey, right now it's working in your favor. Keep it. But hey, if things start getting a bit rocky in 6 or 8 or 10 years from now, whenever it shows up on my chart system, I'll say that's when you really need to consider doing a name change or just reverting back to your maiden name. There's so much information out there, but we're very often not aware of it. But yeah, with the name change, I mean, even when you go back to the ancient Hebrews, it was just a common thing. If your life was not panning out too good, change your name. They didn't always have the information, but just by changing your name, sometimes roll the dice, it can work in your favor. And the Bible is a good example. I mean, Saul became Paul, Simon became Peter, Naomi became Mara, Sarai became Sarah, Abraham became Abraham, Jacob became Yisrael, so it's not like what we're doing, Sharon, is something new. This has been kicking around for thousands of years, but I think it's gotten a little bit lost. I don't think people are quite so aware as maybe they were in centuries before that your names can have a very serious influence on your life. So, it's everywhere, but nobody really thinks about it or brings it up in conversation. So it's great that you've invited me along today so we can both talk about our systems. Yeah.
Leon, you can reach him through his website, which is namesdoctor.com. And remember, the second half, you can call in with your questions on your name, the second hour of the show today, and you will be calling in. That number is 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. Okay, so Leon, your system is different enough than most that are out there, and I think many people might have heard of numerology, which has nothing to do with either of our systems. So you have both the personality, that name and numbers that go with it, and then you have undertones. So talk to us just a minute for about what are undertones in the numbers.
Sure. Well, using this particular system, there are 64 personalities that separate the human race. 64 is a very powerful mathematical number. There's 64 squares on a chessboard. There's 64 codons make up your DNA. There's 64 in the I Ching. 64 is a powerful number. Using this system, we take the letters, we actually give letters of the alphabet numbers. And this is where the similarity in the numerology comes up. People go, oh, this is numerology. Well, yes, we use numbers. We do calculations, but the system is very different, as you said. But using this particular system, for example, the name Sharon, the first primary personality is personality number 30. Which makes you very kind and loving. You love children. You love animals. You see the big picture. You see the world for what it is. And the undertone is 33. Personality 33 makes you very, very focused on your work. Work is a very important part of your life for you. Then if we go to the name Lynn, which is power-packed with positive letters, which I'll come to in a minute. Mm-hmm. Lin is an excellent 20, which gives you a sharp mind, a sharp brain. However, you do have to focus. You can sometimes wander off into your little daydream sort of zone, so you have to quickly, pull yourself back and keep the focus there. But the undertone is an excellent 16, which is very, very good with numbers. You could be very successful in the banking world, for example, or running a business where it involves numbers and mathematics.
Well, maybe that's why I was a math major in college and have my master's. Keep going.
Oh, yeah. Then the Wyeth is an excellent 27. I actually used to have a 27 myself, but it didn't clash or work so well with my birthday. And I couldn't change my birthday, but I could change my name. But the 27 that you have from the Wyeth, this is where you get your writing skills from. The 27 is very, very much into literary skills, which can be all areas. It doesn't mean to say that you are going to be an author, but you have the capability there. And with your mother's maiden name, that also runs in the same flow of numbers as well. So, plus when you look at the numbers that you got, I'm not going to go into detail here, which will take too much time, but your name's numbers are quite nicely balanced. So there's nothing that sends an alarm bell to me looking at the numbers going, oh dear, I better warn her about this and warn her about she's got a nasty temper or she can be very sarcastic or this or no, it doesn't apply because your names are quite nicely balanced. And then with the second part of this system, which is the individual letters and how some can be very, very positive and bring positive events into your life. And some can be a little bit negative, like you mentioned the U, which can be loss. You have the L from the Lin, which is a very positive L, which is for advancement. You sometimes have to make some sacrifices to reach your goals, but it's a very, very powerful letter for advancement. The Y, which you have in the Wyeth and in the Lin, brings 7 years of success every time that comes into your cycle. And the N, which repeats twice, and is also an N in the Chiron. The N is for love, loving conditions. Now, of course, love, loving conditions, doesn't have to be you in love with somebody or somebody in love with you. It can be just loving your life. So you've got some really great letters that go with your balanced personality. So at the end of the day, I always say to people, there's no such thing as the perfect name, but there are lots of name combinations out there which are holding you back. They're putting up a little bit of a barrier, a brick wall that you have to climb over every morning when you wake up. In your case, your names are nicely balanced and you've got positive letters in your events chart. It opens the door. Nothing's going to happen if you sit there on your butt. You've got to get up and make it happen. But if you do get up and say, hey, I'm going to do this today, and once again, you use the laws of attraction, the powers of intention, you focus on it, and it's going to come much, much easier than someone that is going through difficult barriers that are created by name combinations or individual letters in their names. I mean, with the U that I had from my birth name Paul and also a second U that was in my surname, they would very often coincide together with the letter O, for example, which can indicate finances and money. I've had three bankruptcies and nobody in my circle could understand why. They all said, well, you're still taking care of business. You've got the same location, same employees. What's going on? What's going wrong? I said, I don't know. It's like there's a dark cloud hanging over me. Had I have known this years ago, I could have compensated, because this is not about having to change your names. When you have the information, if you know that there's going to be maybe thunderstorms next week, you don't stay at home and hibernate. No, you go out. But if you're smart, you'll take an umbrella. And if, only if it rains, you pop up the umbrella. And guess what? You don't get wet because you had the information. I have hundreds and hundreds of people whose names I've analyzed, they don't change their names. They don't need to, but they've got the information and they can use it to their advantage. There is a percentage who are, oh dear, yes, I can see how this is why I've been having all these issues, all these problems. Do you think I should change my names? And very often I'll say, well, it's you, it's your life. It's a very personal thing, but I would say, yes, you really should give it some serious consideration. And when we do, I mean, you just have to look at the testimonials I have, where people can't thank me enough. And sometimes it's just changing a middle name you don't even use, or changing the spelling of one name. For example, Amy, A-M-I, A-M-I-E, A-M-I-E-E, A-M-E-E, or A-M-Y. They all sound the same, but they all have a different meaning. So,
So it really makes a difference. So many people here in the United States, the women, if they go to drop the divorced last name that they took on their husband's name, would you, when you're doing your system, would you say that their last name, the new one, now replaces the same placement as what their maiden name was in your book? Because I know that you put the parent, the mother's name after that.
Yeah. With this particular system, it starts off with your birth names, which include the mother's maiden name. And then if you get married and you take your husband's name, you're not deleting any of the existing names you have. This is adding a new name into the existing combination. I've had situations where someone's, for example, they got married and it didn't work, so they got divorced. They didn't change back to their maiden name. They then met someone else, fell in love, got married again, and this added another name onto the birth names plus the former married name, because they never reverted back to their maiden name, cancelling it out. And if they've gotten married a third time, they can very often have all the energy from the previous husband's names. But of course, they say if the marriage didn't work, why keep the name? Well, very often that is the case. Very often the case. So the only way to remove the married name is to use your divorce certificate, and you go to the authorities in whichever country you are and say, hey, here's my divorce certificate. I want to remove that name and go back to my maiden name. They say, yes, no problem. Here you go. Done. They change your driver's license, your passport, all your documents, your banking, your checking accounts and so forth, and the name is gone. But if you don't revert back to the maiden name, you are carrying that energy if you get married a second or a third or a fourth time. So
now, that's a jewel piece of information. I hope women that are listening to this understand that it's very important. If you don't want that last name, that you legally get rid of it.
Yeah.
And revert back.
Yeah.
So, now, I used that time to totally, by then I knew my system, and I used that time once my children were out of school, because I wanted to have the same last name of them while they were in school. I literally created my own new last name using my system to balance my name. So I love the fact that you said, yes, it's balanced. And I think, oh, good, my system works.
Yes, it does. Yes, yeah.
You know. Yeah. So,
and even though your system is so very, very different, we also have similarities with our system as well in certain areas, but the end result, it seems to come out the same. You know, if you use your system to change somebody's names, I could maybe say, oh, well, maybe you should have done this or should have done that. But 99 times out of 100, I'm going to be saying, well, even using my system, yeah, that's really good. That's really good. You know, and I'm sure you could say the same thing if you use your system, and if you look at someone's names that I've analyzed and then assisted them with a name change, you'd say, well, I would have maybe done a little bit of this or that, but at the end of the day, yes. And as I was saying earlier, there's no such thing as the perfect name, but there are a combination of names that you can have that set you free. There's no longer that barrier that's there, and it allows you to go forth and fulfill your life path, basically.
See, and I say the same thing, Leon. There is no perfect name. To me, a wonderful name is if the challenges that you have in a name, and there will always be challenges, because if not, we'd be bored stiff, if your gifts in the name allow you to conquer the challenges or allow you to manage them. That, to me, is a good name.
Yeah, love it. Yep, well said. Well said.
So if people want to reach you, is the easiest way the namesdoctor.com?
Correct. If you go on the website, there's lots of information. I even have a little free ebook, which is an introduction. So you can actually get lots of information without having to spend a penny. The free ebook is there, which gives you a better understanding of the system, how it works. And then from there, you can say, well, I've read this little ebook and it's pretty interesting. Maybe I should get a copy of his book. And of course, I have the full ebook and paperback and hardback, which are on Amazon and all the online bookstores, Barnes and Noble, from Amazon to Zulu. The book is fully instructional, so you can actually use the book and learn the basics of the system yourself, and you can analyze your own names yourself. A lot of people, they don't have the time to read and study, so they'll come to me for my personal services. And if you're going to do a name change or a name modification, I do recommend, even if you just book me for a one-hour consultation, so I can just go through it with you and cross the T's and dot the I's, because if you're going to make a name change, even if you're going to get married, you know, it's worth knowing what it could potentially do for you. If it's going to assist, if it's going to be no big change, or if it's going to be, oh dear, this could be a little bit sticky, you know. So the book is there.
See, I look at that kind of information as absolutely priceless.
I just think
you don't know what a mistake could cost you, both figuratively and literally, if you haven't pre-checked something. So whatever it is, it's like save the money, come get the reading, make sure you're doing this to your best interest so that you save yourself a lot of headache and funds down the road.
Yeah, and actually this particular system, which I'm using, it is well known that thousands of years ago, they used this system to name their children for a healthy, happy, and prosperous life.
See, now, when I was reading all the different faiths and religions when there were still only seven religions on the planet, and I've read their major books, it appeared to me that what they agreed upon was that the incoming soul impresses upon the one naming them what they want to be called. And I always say, get the name that you've gotten impressed upon you and then call me and I'll help you spell it.
There you go. Yes, because as I said earlier, just with the name Amy, how are you going to spell Amy? There's several different ways to spell that same sounding name, and they all have a different meaning, and they can all reflect upon events that are going to happen throughout your life. Just the spelling of a name. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So, Leon, do people call you and say, I want a child that has these qualities and these characteristics. What should I name them?
We can, but of course it is also based on what the surname will be, because the surname is fixed, because, in most cases, the woman's married to the husband. They both have the last name Smith, for example. So Smith is going to be the surname of the child. We do then have to factor in the mother's maiden name, because it will be on the child's birth certificate. And we have to factor in the birthday, which sometimes you've got to leave that till the final hour, because if you're not booked in for a C-section, you don't know which day it's going to be. So we generally focus on first name and middle name, and I always go with what the parents have in mind. I don't start, you should call your girl Mary Jo Smith. No, far from it. What names have you had coming into your mind? What's been there in your dreams? And they'll give me some ideas. So we work with their ideas, and I'll give them suggestions on having this first name with this middle name, or switch them around, vice versa, or change the spelling of this one. And at the end of the day, it's always their choice. I just make the suggestions. I don't push anything on anybody, because once again, you know, it's all about your life path, your destiny. So I'm there to guide, to offer the information.
So let's just say, for an example, a fairly quick example, is it better off as a whole to name, if you're naming a child John, J-O-H-N, or is it better off J-O-N? Because that's a common one.
Yes, yeah. With all these 64 personalities, they all have a little bit of a positive and a bit of a negative. For example, the John, J-O-N, comes to a number 12, which is very kind, very loving, an absolute sweetheart, a sweetheart. However, it depends upon the other names that balance or do not balance with it. But generally speaking, John, sweetheart, but they can be a bit of a pushover. Sometimes people will take advantage of their kindness. But again, if they know that that's a little minor little sort of weakness, they can take care of it. They can deal with it. Whereas if you have the John with the H, that becomes personality 20, which is like the Lynn that you have, which gives you a very, very sharp brain. However, you can be a bit of a dreamer sometimes. So if you go off into your la-la land, hey, no problem. But know that sometimes you need to snap back very quickly, and it'll take you a few minutes to be able to get back into your zone again. So all these names, they all have positives and negatives. It's all about the balance. So as I said previously, you can take any one key on a piano. You can take any one name. And in most cases, they all have some positives. It's knowing your positives, knowing your strengths, so you can take advantage of them. If you have some little weaknesses, know about those as well. And if you find that, you know, sarcasm, for example, is listed as one of your weaknesses, well actually, sarcasm, they say it's the lowest form of wit, but actually, sarcasm actually can make you very, very intelligent. Other people don't always understand your ways. But if you are out with some friends and you feel, I've just made a second sarcastic comment again, and I can sense that that one didn't go down too well. Simple. Don't do it again.
Right. Leon, I want to thank you for joining us in this first hour. Remember, you can call next hour, 844-769-2944, if you would like your name read. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.